Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Oh no, we lost Doug.
Doug left. Doug is so angry at the cats and dogs. He didn't know he's being a lizard. He was so enraged.
He's coming back.
This has never happened. Yeah.
Hey, Doug, are you back?
Yeah, I am.
We got your theme song. We're in. We are all in.
I'm always so tempted to hit leave meeting when the lady says that they're being recorded, and I at that time I didn't do it on purpose, but it happened.
I like that you did it on your own podcast.
Well, do you want should we start again, or is this part of the show now?
I'm fine with it as part of the show.
All right.
Wow! Yeah, great.
Let's go.
I love pulling back the curtain on show business.
Yeah. Hey, everybody! My name is Doug, and I love malfunctions. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you once again from Are We Safe Now? Nobody knows for sure. Where are with another Homes Alone edition? It's Sunday, January 20th, 2021. And my guests today are Aaron Foley, Arden Marine, and Sam, the ma'am, et cetera, Levine.
Yes.
Oh, applause for everyone. It's so good to be here.
Yeah.
Our last names rhyme, Sam.
Oh, yeah, they do.
There you go.
Marine Levine.
Marine
okay.
Levine.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. I'm just glad the host returned, you know? It was Aaron a little weird. It was a little rocky without Doug in the beginning.
Aaron didn't feel safe.
Felt shaky.
It was a rudderless podcast. Who wants that?
Nobody.
It's like when the Academy Awards don't have a host. I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do. Where's Anne Hathaway? I need somebody guiding me.
Hey, you know what? It turns out Billy Crystal thinks they should have had a host. What a surprise.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. When he weighed in, I was like, I wonder where he's going to land on this.
Did he just weigh in?
He was like, hostless show, it was disgusting. That's not the word he used, but it cracks me up that he'd be that mad about it.
Really? Yeah.
He went hard against it, but I'd be misquoting him to say he said it was disgusting, but that still just makes me laugh to think of him being interviewed. Because also, I think what happens now is you could be being interviewed about your movie. They ask you random ass questions like, oh, what'd you think of the Oscars? And he just goes off because his brain's just not thinking.
Right.
These people are looking for me to say something bad about the Oscars. So then as soon as he gets that, you know, quote out there, like, that, gotcha, they just run, gotcha, with that. Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy. Like,
it's so sneaky because, you know, he's probably not that upset about it. It was just question 20 of annoying questions.
Yeah, yeah. And then they run with it. And then he's like, what? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What I meant was disgustingly talented in that train station.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think when he shared his empty Google Calendar, that got people really questioning if he wanted to do it again. You know? It just said available to host, and it was a screenshot of his next 6 months.
Right, it's crazy because, like, the Oscars, like, you know, they just take one night to do.
Yep.
And you know, I'm sure there's definitely some prep, but you don't have to block off that much time.
He's such a Virgo, you know, he just over-prepares. Method, you know, it's
such a Virgo crystal.
Oh, Virgo crystal. Hold on. He's actually calling right now. Let me just tell him he can do it. Yeah. Yep. Just text him.
Thank you for pitching in with that. And let's meet everybody individually and alphabetically, I think. Yeah, sure. Starting with first time guest, Aaron Foley. Question mark.
I'm not sure if that's alphabetical, but I am happy to be here. I thought we were going with Arden with the
name. Foley. So. Foley.
I was like, oh, Arden's up. Then I was
No. Team Jersey names. Team Jersey alphabetized. Right. Foley.
Yeah.
Foley, you're up.
I'm up. No, I'm up. I'm alert. I just put water on my face. Here, let's do this.
Hi, Aaron Foley. This is your first time on Doug Loves Movies?
Doug, it's my first time. Thanks for asking me. I mean, I've applied to be on it so many times, and I just like don't hear back. So finally, I got a call, and I was pumped.
Well, you know, I hate paperwork, and so there's probably mountains of the paper that, you know, that I have a big stamp that says approved, but I, you know, sometimes I get the piles mixed up, which one, what goes where, but I'm so happy for you to finally be here. And of course you're already invited to come back again sometime.
Wow. Well, you have my W-9, so I'm ready, Doug.
Tell us about your podcast.
Well, it's temporarily on hold, but I did a gazillion of them. It's called Sports Without Balls. It's I'm interviewing female athletes and journalists and coaches and all that good stuff. It was like just, you know, a lot of female comedians. But I exhaust them with my obsession with sports. So then I started talking to athletes, and that was so fun. So I'm going to fire that back up again. But it's just basically I just trap people into talking sports with me, which is my dream in life. So, yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Aaron has a new comedy album out called Deep Dive that I bought and listened to. And it is so funny. If anybody out there needs a laugh and like a breather from this world, she is such a great stand-up. And I highly recommend Deep Dive.
Thank you.
Speaking of being a breath from this world,
both.
Sam Levine is here.
Oh. Sam.
Sam Levine.
Something about breath. Holding
this
my breath.
Guy, if we're talking about breath, we're talking about Sam.
Yep.
Sam Levine, the meme machine.
That's me. All memes.
You are constantly memeing. So I was like, that is perfect. That's another great nickname for Sam.
The meme machine.
The meme machine.
He's such a meme machine. Do you have a favorite meme, Sam?
You know, I've only ever made one meme. I made it like maybe 3 or 4 years ago, and I post it on social media. I'm going to post it every year for the rest of either my life or as long as social media lasts. It's I worked very hard on it. I found a stock photo of some dudes running a relay race.
Yep.
And I post it the day after Halloween. I post it on November 1st, and it's Halloween handing the baton off to Christmas while Thanksgiving looks on in horror.
Yes, that's wow. how you do it. That's nice. How you do it.
Nice. Thank
you.
Very wow. proud of that meme. I've it never, works really well when you explain the visual.
That's, I love it. I think I love,
that's a
I love
great,
it.
That's a great thing to call you, a meme machine, because you could be like, you could, this is a whole new area for you. You could be known for describing memes.
He's a meme machine.
Right.
Yeah.
So then
a
the
spoken
one...
word artist of memes.
So the one guy is with his girlfriend, but he's looking at another girl, and over her it says Taco Bell. It's... But the girl he's with says food at home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Yes. Yes. I've seen that meme, and you brought more layers to it. You
that
brought
great.
A whole new angle to it that blew me away. It's yeah. amazing.
Yeah, that's why he's the meme machine.
I'm the meme machine, man.
Yeah.
Confused
okay.
by a meme, call the meme machine.
I'm searching for it right now.
Mm-hmm. All right, be careful.
I got it. I'm on your Instagram and I found it.
No. Oh, I'm gonna go look too.
Oh, it's good. It's even better than
all right, you know what? Nana's gonna put her glasses on.
Wow. Okay. Oh, no, stop it.
Okay.
I just followed you and liked it.
Oh,
so
thank you.
No relation to Adam together. Or Avril. Oh, that's come on. You've got a grape. I'm following you now, Sam.
Oh, what? This is a banner day for me. And
yeah,
great.
The meme machine. This is great. Great. Oh, I see it. Oh my God. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving. Okay, great. Thanksgiving is not a middle yeah. child. I got
some of your best work, Sam.
Thank you.
Great
Thank
hashtag.
You so much.
I love it.
Honor.
I love it.
Are you related to Tyler Labine?
Also no.
Okay. Great job on the computers, ladies, but now everyone's going to think you're both cheaters when we play.
Okay, no, I'm putting it away. I'm putting it away because I'm not a cheater.
I put mine away, too.
I know. Aaron's not a cheater. She can't love sports and then be a cheater.
Nope.
You know that. You know my obsession with not having spoiler. You know I love a game, like a purity of a game. I am not a cheater.
If you're going to cheat at a game, make sure it's a game where the stakes are really nothing but pride.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. That's yeah. where you want to do it.
Mm-hmm. That's where you really want to cheat up a storm.
Mm-hmm. People will really respect you for that.
Pride is more important than anything. All right. I was going to do a box office report, but let's face it.
I don't get an intro.
Still coming back.
You're not giving me an intro?
No, all that you talk so much about Aaron's special that came out of your intro time.
I'll take it.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. And what did she do during her time? She talked about herself, didn't talk about you at all.
I didn't have a time.
I didn't know the formula, Doug.
No.
Let me introduce Arden
no quid pro quo.
To your listeners.
Yes, tell us all about Arden, please, Aaron.
Let me tell you, as the new host of Aaron Loves Movies with Doug, this next guest coming to the podcast is a tour de force. If you're on the dance floor and you need a partner,
yeah.
Arden Marine. If you're doing stand up and you want a partner in crime slinging jokes, Arden's your woman. If you want a podcast because you're obsessed with The Bachelor, Bachelorette, or you just want to laugh for 17 hours, will you accept this Rose podcast? If you want a book that makes you laugh and cry and feel good about everything, Little Compton. There's a reason why I'm her publicist. Please welcome Arden Marine.
Thank you so much, Aaron. I love you as the host of Aaron Loves Movies with Doug. Thank you so much. And I'm so honored to be here with the meme machine. I can't wait to not cheat on this episode. I'm very excited.
When I wasn't here at the top of the show, Aaron should have just took over right then. This could have been this really could have been her show, right?
It would have been seamless.
It would have been seamless. There was no
fans wouldn't have even noticed for at least.
Yeah,
six
I would have
episodes.
Came back and I would have came back and she would have said, "Doug, tell us what have you got to plug? What are you here for this week?"
Yeah.
All right. I did kind of lie to you, Aaron, when asked, you asked me if you need to prepare anything for this show. And I said, no, you do have to, there's one thing that happens where I ask each of my guests to just recommend one movie. Sam and Arden have been here before, so I think it's reasonable to assume they expected this question. So we'll start with Sam, but eventually we'll get to you, Aaron. I just want one movie that you would recommend right now above all others that, you know, you think people should watch for whatever reason.
I mean, I'm sure Sam, this has been mentioned before. This is a movie that I will watch every single time I come across it on cable. Broadcast News.
Oh, I love that movie. Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That era, that there was like a 2 or 3 year lane of the highway. There were just so many great movies that came out right then. Was that like 1987? Is that right?
That was exactly 1987. Well done.
All right. I'm going to piggyback on, I'm going to say another.
Oh, wow. This is going fast, Artie. Can we about Sam's pick for a second?
I got so excited. Holly Hunter crying in that is incredible.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah, she puts a little time aside each day to do that. And she does that because no one had invented ways to take your money instead of you just, you know, doing something like that on your own. You know, now it's a real industry to find ways to just, you know, calm down and release all your negative energy or whatever.
Have you released, are you like starting a line of like crying rooms? Is that what I'm getting?
I want to go to a crying
room. No, I'm combining escape rooms and crying rooms, and it's called Crying Games.
That sounds great. I feel like
and I will, I mostly do it over FaceTime. I'll just play mental games with you until you cry.
Great.
Hopefully I cry too, because otherwise what's the point, really?
Yeah.
And I get paid.
Do you open each game with going, look, I just wanted you to know, I did want you to be here. Like everybody else, I can't speak for everybody else, but I did vote for you to be included in this.
I just say to get them ready to start crying right away, the first thing I say to them is I don't accept cryptocurrency.
Right. Cry like a baby.
Yeah, that puts them in a place right there. It hits them where they live. All right. So, but Broadcast News is a terrific movie that I think it's overlooked then and now because Broadcast News is such a terrible title.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Great. You know,
that's I can't really say with 100% certainty, but I think it was nominated for Best Picture.
Yeah, yeah. It was, you know, huge with the critics and the awards and did, you know, certainly did a ride at the box office, but it's such a good movie.
William Hurt, like, I know Albert William Brooks Hurt is the obvious, like, William Hurt was so good as, like, the, like, dummy, waspy newscaster that just gets stuff handed to him and doesn't deserve it, but, like, he's so good at it, like... He was, I mean, just the whole, everybody in the Holly Hunter, everyone was so great.
William Hurt had a run where he was like the dreamiest dreamboat. Like he just was smooth. Like,
where'd
William
he go?
Hurt is like, is
what
like
happened,
a,
Doug? Where'd he go?
Well, he's very entertaining in the last reel of History of Violence.
History of Violence, yeah.
Yeah, he shows up as a like a Russian mobster and is both chilling, like he's a scary and funny character at the same time.
I'm writing that down.
Yeah, but definitely older and balder, not as smooth, but still a really great actor. And, you know, now he's relegated to like, he plays the like kind of the guy from the government that you can never trust in Avengers movies.
Like tracks. He feels like they prop him up and they give him like an eye patch and they're like, do your William Hurt thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he not does.
Nothing. He is in Mythic Quest.
Okay.
Which, oh, right, I haven't
good.
Seen
okay,
that.
Okay. That's good. Okay.
Yeah. Some people are. Yeah.
What? He's like in season two.
He's in, I don't, yes, season two. He's in one episode so far. I don't know if they'll do more.
I think they said something about that being like a big surprise. And I was like, hope no one spoils that one for me.
Really? William Hurt being a big surprise?
I don't know. They did. It is kind of a surprise though, okay, right?
Sorry. I guess. I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean,
no, I'm still excited about it either way, but you know, I guess him and F. Murray Abraham, you know, can get together and, you know, rub elbows because they won Oscars 1 year after the other, I believe.
Oh, Amadeus. What year was that? That was a great
movie.
That was 1984?
Oh.
That was a year. Do you guys remember 84?
Oh, what a year.
Ghostbusters, man. Gremlins, Amadeus.
Yeah.
Gene Shorts.
One of the Osborne kids was born.
Yeah. Was that also like a Back to the Future time? Was that 85?
85 is Back to the Future.
Duran Duran.
Yes.
I'm just Rubik's naming Cube. 80s bands.
Mm-hmm. Not a game yet. It's not. We're not to that part yet, Aaron.
Ramen noodles.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ramen noodles. What? Grilled cheese on a summer day.
Now Sam's just free. Are you free associating or talking to your assistant?
Oh, I was just making a grocery list. I'm sorry. I need Rubik's Cubes and ramen noodles in this house.
Theory. That's give me Rubik's Cube and ramen noodles.
You know what? That's how you get to live when you're the meme king. When that's what we do. That's you get to do that.
Hey, do you think Sam? Do you think Alexa gets annoyed having to listen to you do podcasts all the time?
She's so upset with me. I leave Alexa in the next room.
She's very disapproving. Mm-hmm.
Oh man, that is weird. I don't get that. I don't get the. I mean, I guess if I could have it, I would. But you gotta buy it, right?
Yes, I think you have to buy the hardware, or maybe you can do it through like a TV or a Kindle Fire. I'm honestly not sure. I don't have Alexa, and I disable Siri because you know the NSA is listening to me enough. I don't need to make it easier.
Yeah.
Oh, Sam.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, NSA. Guys. I didn't mean to get real.
It's a truth bomb. It was from Sam.
I'm so sorry. Yeah.
How about also, instead of disabled, maybe euthanized? Would that be more appropriate?
I mean, I could resurrect her if need be.
Oh, okay. So, well, as long as that's a possibility.
Like Disney on Ice.
Yes.
Walt Disney on ice.
Walt Disney's head on ice.
Yes.
The amount of women I have resurrected in my life. Am I right, guys?
Yes. Thank you.
Man, talk about that long weekend in 84.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm tired thinking about it.
Whose turn is it? Oh, it's Arden's turn. Now you can recommend a movie, Arden.
From 1987. Okay, thank you, Doug. I was gonna go Moonstruck, which I think was 87, which is like my number one fave. I'll go Moonstruck. But then I was gonna go Working Girl, which I just rewatched. I'll go Moonstruck. Moonstruck, Olivia Dukakis, who just passed away.
Oh.
The sheer fact that she's only like 52 or something when she filmed that, like she seems. She's like, do you love him? No, Mom. That's good. When you like, she was so like, oh man, you give that dog another bite of my food, I'm gonna kick you till you're dead. Like, just spectacular. Cher is spectacular.
Yep.
Nicolas Cage with his wooden hand talking about his brother. You know, like
I lost my hand.
I lost my bride. Johnny has his hand. Johnny has his bride. It's and she's like, you're a wolf. If I'm the wolf, you're the lamb who runs to the wolf. Like, it is.
Snap out of it.
It's so New York. It's so of like the fantasy of a time and place. Cher, you know, who's such an icon, her acting was so grounded and believable. She was so wonderful. The whole cast, it's just like the fantasy version, if you like New York City, of what you like, a fun life in Brooklyn, you know, that's unsustainable because they live in this mansion, but it's just wonderful. It's so great. I just love it.
Arden, yeah, that's my all-time favorite movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
Were you gonna say Moonstruck when it was your turn?
I was like mulling a couple around. I was like, well, I could always say Moonstruck because it's John Patrick Shanley, Oscar. Oh. I mean, so it's
talk about your second pick, Kangaroo Jack.
Sam, it's like you're reading my mind.
No, that's what he calls you. Talk about your second pick, Kangaroo Jack. No,
yeah,
so
yeah, Kangaroo Jack, what's your second pick?
Okay, so all right, so Arden's official pick is Moonstruck.
Was that 1987 as well?
I'm pretty sure it is. Yeah,
that sounds about right.
I would say 98% degree search.
And is Working Girl also 1987?
No, I think it's a little earlier. I don't know. That one I didn't see in theaters.
Yeah, it might be.
I'm going to look it
up. Might be around the same.
Okay. If it's not 87, then I'll say it's either 88. Okay, I was going to say it's either 85 or 88.
Yeah, it's great. Either 92 2007.
It's 88.
It's 88. Okay.
And Moonstruck is 87.
Sometimes I sing and dance around in my house in my underwear. It doesn't make me Madonna. Never will. Working Girl.
Oh, my God.
Working Girl. That's right. Is the best.
After she gets caught trying on Sigourney Weaver's clothes when she's broken her leg and she's with Jack Traynor.
Dim sum. I mean, every time I see anyone says dim sum, I think of Working Girl.
It's so good. And Joan,
you know, I think of that movie whenever I see somebody with the hairiest back I've ever seen.
Who had a hairy back?
Alec Baldwin's back in Working Girl.
He is like a hirsute man.
Yeah.
Powder blue suit.
Smokey the Bear is like standing by in case there's a forest fire between his shoulder blades because it is intense.
What does hirsute mean, Harry?
Yeah.
Good job. Yeah. Good word, Sam.
Oh yeah. But it's fun. It's a fun word because it kind of sounds like a suit made of hair. Hirsute.
I don't know that word.
And it means someone, but it's not spelled that way.
It's H-I-R-S-U-T-E, I think.
Yeah.
Great word.
Yeah.
I learned something new today. Hirsute.
Oh, thank goodness.
Finally.
That'd be a fun, I thought of a fun title. Somebody should make something about like maybe like a, you know, a caveman or somebody trying to fit into modern day society. And it's called a hirsute of happiness.
Yes. There you go.
Okay. So, that means that Erin's going with Working Girl for her recommendation.
No, I was just quoting.
Oh, okay.
Do I do contemporary? Do you want me to stay in that genre of amazing 80s? I've got something from 88 I could chime in with.
Whatever you think people would, Broadcast News and Moonstruck, you can't go wrong with those movies. Those are great recommendations. So, you know, just something along those lines. But it could be something people haven't heard of, you know, something that people might learn something if they watch it. Whatever you want to do with it, it just has to be one movie.
All right. I'm going to go with this movie, which I own and I've probably seen so many times. It's like embarrassing, but it's that movie where you just put it on and I'm like, I'm just going to enjoy this. And that is Tequila Sunrise.
I don't know Tequila Sunrise. Talk to me. Who's in it?
Oh my God.
Mel Gibson? It's, is that Mel Gibson?
Mel Gibson, mm-hmm. Michelle Pfeiffer, and Kurt Russell at their best.
That's their absolute sexiest all three.
That's a lot of hair.
Sexy.
That's a lot of hair.
Oh, it pulls on your heartstrings.
That's her suit.
And oh God, I'm trying. It's been Raul so long Julia. Since I've seen it. Raul Julia, J.T. Walsh, right?
J.T. Walsh. Oh, it's so good.
It's got tequila. It's got sunlight.
I've got to watch it. I love 80s movies.
Redondo Beach or like.
Oh, I bet it's got like a Jan Hammer soundtrack. Like who was the?
Zimmer or Hammer.
Jan Zimmer's hands. Hans Gruber. Yes.
I don't know. I do not know who did the score for Tequila Sunrise.
You know.
The last song is like, first it's off, like quintessential 80s.
You're confusing Jan Hammer and Hans Zimmer.
So, I mean, who's Jan Hammer?
I believe Jan Hammer did the theme to Miami Vice.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he did. That was revolutionary.
I don't get them confused with Vangelis.
Vangelis?
Who was also big in the soundtracks and synthesizers world.
And then there was Herbie Hancock, really brought some excitement. There was so much stuff. So much excitement. That era, oh, give me a nice synth keyboard. Come on, I'll watch it.
After the whole the final scene is just like, of course, I'm just sobbing. It's so sweet. And then that song Surrender to Me comes on, and Ann Wilson, you know, one part of Heart. Oh my God. And then you're like, yeah.
I love
and then you're high-fiving yourself. Highly recommend
Heart. I love. Oh, I'm going to watch this.
Yeah.
Great hot tip.
Yeah, bring that timeless classic back.
It's like the drink Tequila Sunrise for me. It's like great until like you get to the bottom of the glass and go, oh, this is terrible.
That's right.
But it's pretty good. It's pretty good all the way along, right? Doesn't it end kind of? It doesn't really stick the landing.
I'm not going to.
I would totally stick the landing. It sticks the landing, and then you get Surrender to Me. So it's like a double whammy.
Okay. All right. I'm going to watch this one again then, because I haven't seen it in a long time.
I don't know if it holds up for like a fresh pair of eyes, but my eyes I'm like already romanticized the movie too much. So I don't know if it holds up.
I love an 80s movie. I will watch it with a very open hand of like, yeah, I get it. I'm in the zone of this. Just a lion's head of hair of Mel Gibson and Kurt Russell at their hair peak, please. Mm. That's her suit, man.
Well, you know, I'll try to keep you all posted as the as the letters come in. We count up the we tabulate the votes, and we let everybody know which movie is the most beloved amongst Douglas Movies listeners. Good luck to Tequila Sunrise. So, thank you for.
You know I'm coming in last. I know it.
What if it's a sweep?
That's
like
why
nothing else gets voted on a Tequila Sunrise.
That's why it's a private secured vote. You know, only Price Waterhouse Coopers knows the actual numbers.
Sure.
Who voted for what? But thank you for visiting Recommendation Nation, and we're gonna play some games as we do after this break. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back and we got to play some games. I let that first part go a little long because it was so much fun. Everybody talking and laughing and having a nice time. And but now it's time for me to be a taskmaster masker.
Taskmaster.
Yeah, I got masks on the brain. See, now when I put on a mask, I feel like I get the feeling that other people used to feel when they didn't put on a mask. You know, I get that feeling of like, oh yeah, I'll put on a mask, as opposed to the other, you know, how it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
When it was like, oh yeah, I'm not going to wear a mask. So it's a fun transition right now.
Yep.
Let's play Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? I say the tagline to a movie. Mm-hmm. These are real. Mm-hmm. And then each one of you, one at a time, gets to guess what movie that you think it is for.
Oh boy.
You know, the person who gets it gets a point. And we're going to start off in my version of alphabetical, which means Aaron is first.
Foley's up.
Foley's I have up about that. As much confidence as myself as the movie pick that I just delivered earlier in this podcast.
Like a high. So
these are tough ones. I'm not gonna lie to you. It's a tough game, but that's the fun of it. Is that
all right?
Everybody has an equal chance of recognizing something.
Okay.
Some sort of clue, and then there will be a theme will emerge. But of course, that's hard to know what that would be when you haven't heard any yet. So here goes, Aaron. What movie had the tagline "Forever period begins period now period"?
Batman.
Great guess.
Yeah, Arden is not up next, but still impressed from her seat, one seat over.
Mm-hmm.
Sam.
Yeah, I have no idea on the theme yet, so I
gotta say thank you for making a thinking noise.
Mm-hmm. I like to make thinking noise. It's important for the listener at home to know when I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Forever begins now. I will say
silence could be that your mic cut out, but
sure.
But if you just go then they know. Okay. Thinking not.
I know this is not it because I'm confusing a tagline with a great line from a movie. But let's say When Harry Met Sally.
That is incorrect.
I know. I figured it would not be correct.
Great movie, though.
Right. Yeah. Also late 80s. I think 80s.
It's a tough game. Tough game because, you know, these taglines can be awful vague until you know what they're talking about. Arden, do you have a guess?
Are you thinking, Arden?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, okay.
So relaxing.
I didn't know if you had an intruder.
We have a power situation here in Southern California. You shouldn't be operating appliances right now.
I'm gonna go with Twilight.
I don't know what just happened. I don't know how you knew that, but that is correct.
Are you serious?
Oh!
Are you serious?
Are you a Twilight fan, Arden?
No, but I was trying to think of what would be eternity and eternal, and then I thought vampires, and in my brain I was thinking it's probably some kind of like Armageddon movie, but I don't really know names of movies like that, but I do know the name of Twilight.
Well, there's one called Armageddon.
Right. I couldn't think of that. I couldn't think of that. I can't believe it.
Armageddon.
This is your note, Armageddon.
Nice.
Well, good
Arden.
Job. That
Thank
was
you.
Very impressive.
Oh my that God. That is thrilling. I feel like jittery and exciting.
Yeah, that was really, that was a great steal, or not even a steal, really. I mean, everybody had a chance and you just did it. Yeah. You stepped up and knocked it out.
I have very limited things that I know in this arena. So that's exciting.
She knows the taglines to the Twilight movies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now do New Moon, Doug.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now starts forever.
Mm-hmm. When I said it starts forever, now I mean now it starts forever.
Asterisk, really.
But for reals this time.
For reals.
For
part
reals.
Two, Electric
for,
Boogaloo.
For reals forever. Part two. They actually do tag Electric Boogaloo, which is strange. Yeah. And in the Twilight, they quote that. But it is part of the Twilight 2 Electric Boogaloo.
I would totally watch that.
That's just the shapeshifter breakdancing on cardboard in the woods of Portland in front of... Peter Facinelli.
Oh, that's good.
It's Twilight 2 Electric Buckle.
Okay, all right. Here we go. We start with Aaron. Imagine your worst fear a reality.
Say that again.
Imagine it doesn't even form a proper sentence. Imagine your worst fear a reality.
Imagine your worst fear of reality.
A reality.
A reality.
Yeah, no punctuation.
Is this about stand-up comedy?
Hacks.
Hold on. Is this a tagline for Hacks?
Tagline for Hacks.
Imagine your worst fear. I guess performing at Vegas 300 shows a year. Let's see. Hold on. Let me. A movie.
Is there a movie about doing corporate gigs? Corporate stand-up? Is there a movie about a corporate guy?
I'm going to say the Conjuring.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Very nice, but no, incorrect.
Excuse me.
Too much cheese last night.
Excuse me.
Okay, so Sam?
I mean, I want to say When Harry Met Sally again, but I feel like, I don't know. I will go with, I'm sure it is some horror film, but I cannot possibly know which. That's not my genre. I'll say Saw.
Great guess.
Thank you. It's probably not correct.
That's incorrect, but right. I always loved having the opportunity to say that I didn't see Saw. you know, because my mom thought it was like dangerous, like I should stay away from that sort of thing. So I never did see Saw.
She was right.
But did you see Saw too?
Electric Boogaloo.
How could I? If I didn't see Saw, how could I see Saw as well?
That's what they should have called that movie. Saw as well.
This is the type of wordplay I will be accustomed to on this podcast. Mm-hmm. It's pretty spectacular wordplay.
Okay.
He hasn't said whether it was Saw. He didn't say.
He said it is not Saw. It is not Saw.
Okay, great.
No, it's not Saw.
Oh, she's gearing up.
All right, I'm gonna go with the meme maker's Lane of the Highway. I'm gonna stick with the meme maker.
Okay.
I'm gonna say Hostel.
Ooh,
that's another. You know, these are all. I give you all A pluses for your guesses, but I'm not a teacher. But everybody got schooled on that one because the answer is now this is a tough one. No, if anybody had pulled this out, it'd be because like they had the poster on their wall, as a young person or something. It's a motion picture called The Howling.
Oh, wow.
Wow. The Howling.
I haven't thought about The Howling in forever with Dee Wallace.
I've never heard of the Howling, so that
never
would be
heard amazing. Of D. Wallace. So I'm like 0 for 80.
She was the mom in E.T., right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, that's what I need.
Joe Dante directed the Howling.
She was the mom in Cujo. She was the mom in E.T. and she was the mom in the Howling.
Oh, she's great. I just didn't know her name. That's awesome. Yeah. Good for her. Good for D. Wallace.
Good for D. Wallace.
Yeah, she was D. Wallace Stone for a while. She was married to her actor husband, but now she's just. No, she's no. His name was something else, Stone. But now she's just D. Wallace again.
Was his name Bonestone?
Bonestone. They did a lot of making movies in the Bone Zone. Mm-hmm. Boogaloo.
Boogaloo.
Okay, so. all right. Here's round three. Arden's got a point. That's something you never hear.
True story. I'm terrible.
No, I just Arden's got a point. Like, you know, like anyone's agreeing with you.
You know what? When you have as extreme views as I have, I'm ready to be a maverick, the outlier, Doug. I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Yeah. No one ever says Arden's got a good point.
No, but you know what? That's what makes me, you know, unique. That's my special sauce. I have terrible points, but I stick to them aggressively.
Yeah. Well, you have a point, and that puts you in the lead.
Thank you.
Aaron gets to go first on this next one again. And what do you think, Aaron? The tagline is, he always wanted to be special, but he never expected this.
Wow.
He always wanted to be special, but he never, what was it? He always wanted to be special, but he never expected this.
Yeah. They've got an ellipses in between special and, but, cause I guess you gotta be careful that you don't want anyone looking at it and seeing that it's about a special, but, he never expected this exclamation point.
And then parentheses, but.
No, they don't say it again.
B-U-T-T? Oh, okay. So it's not about someone's ass.
Special.
Okay. I'm gonna start sensing a theme here.
You're right. You got me. It's butts.
It's butts. Everybody has a butt.
Now, I have no idea if this is it, but I didn't mean to say that. But I'm writing down the first one and the second one, and I'm going to say it's something like Teen Wolf.
Great guess, Foley.
Yep. Is that your answer?
Yes.
That's it. I know she's got to be right.
That is correct.
Yes! Yes!
Really? Yes! Good work, Foley.
Well, when you guys were talking, I wrote down the word werewolf because howling at night. So that was in my head.
Right. That's how you do it.
I was going to guess Teen Wolf 2. Electric Boogaloo.
Oh, I loved that.
God.
I loved that.
This is getting exciting. Well. This is
Teen
exciting.
Wolf as well. Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah.
Teen Wolf
all right.
Well.
So since Aaron just snagged a point there, we start with Sam on this next one. You ready, Sam?
I guess so.
What movie had the tagline, a hair-raising comedy?
Hmm. Wow. A hair-raising comedy. Okay, so we know it's got werewolves. I'm going to be very upset at myself if it is, in fact, Teen Wolf 2.
Yeah.
I cannot possibly think of Teen Wolf 2.
Great. Good guess. Good guess, Sam.
Good guess.
Thanks very much.
Yeah. Great guess, Sam. That is correct.
What? Oh, no. Sam.
Get out of here.
Oh God, that's amazing.
Wow.
That's amazing.
It's a tie score.
That was amazing.
It's a tie score.
Oh, man. Incredible.
I can't imagine being any place more fun than this right now.
Right now.
Thank you.
I meant to say Teen Wolf as well.
Yes, I love that one.
All right, Arden, you're up first on this next one. Yeah.
Resources are limited in this category.
So exciting. All right. Mm-hmm. What movie has a tagline, "Beware the moon"?
Oh, my God. All right. I'm going to have to go Twilight, New Moon. But would they say moon in it? Yeah, they would. That's what I'm saying.
That is incorrect.
Oh, I hate myself.
We go to Aaron.
Beware the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Magic Mike.
Oh. What's the Bette Midler one with where she plays a witch? Oh.
Yes.
That's my guess.
You're talking about Hocus Pocus?
Yes. I'm going with Hocus Pocus.
I don't know how to say it because I'm a guy, Pocus. But I think it's called Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus. That's my answer.
You going with Hocus Pocus?
Yes.
Great guess.
Mm-hmm. Incorrect.
Oh, I wish I had another guess.
Oh, that's okay, because Sam still gets to go. Sam still gets to go.
Now, my instinct, Beware the Moon, since clearly we're dealing with plenty of werewolves, is to say, like, Lon Chaney Jr.'s The Werewolf, but that is a very old movie, or The Wolfman, rather. That is a very old movie, and I feel like movies did not have taglines back then, at least not, like, on the poster or anything. Or if it did, it would be, like, an epic adventure through the scars of time. It would be something like that. unless it's the Benicio. No, they would have come up with something more clever. All right, I'll split the difference. An American Werewolf in London.
Great guess.
Can I just say a couple of things really quick? If I can remember them. That was a great, great answer, Sam.
But it is.
What's that?
But it is not correct.
No, that's not true. I mean, maybe it is. Hang on. Don't get ahead of me.
Waiting with bated breath.
This is such a suspenseful moment that I think it'd be fun to go to a commercial.
Wow. We talked about this.
Aaron Foley, this is your podcast. Can't you do something about it?
We've talked about this before, and I'm realizing this is a great one. This is one where people really will stick around to see what happens next.
It's going
to
be a hair-raising commercial.
Yes, a hirsute-raising commercial.
Yeah, and also this game is going to be, it's going to determine our winner today, because that's how much fun we've been having is we're almost out of time.
Wow.
But yeah, exactly. Very exciting. We'll be right back with the exciting conclusion right after this.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We are back, and Sam, could you recap quickly what your answer was to the tagline, "Beware the Moon"?
I guess, an American Werewolf in London, which has to be wrong at this point with the amount of buildup.
I think it's right.
I think it's right.
Okay, we've got two votes to say it's right. And Sam thinks it's not right. I'm going to vote for that it's right. Anybody else want to vote?
Wow, Sam!
Wow.
Good job.
Thank you.
Wow, settle down over there with the whistle.
I thought that was Doug doing it, and that seemed so out of character, and yet I loved it.
No, I hired a guy to do it, but he like goes crazy when, you know, I mean, I guess that one was extra exciting, but he also has a breathing problem. So
mm-hmm. I loved it.
You get their different lengths every time. Okay, so congratulations. Sam's got 2 points, but since this is the only game we're going to play, I want everybody else to still have a chance. So it is going to continue on. We are going to rage on with more of Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? Werewolf Edition. Lots of people that have been on Douglas Movies are in this new movie, Werewolves Within, that's out in theaters this Friday, and then on home purposes, you can do it at home starting on July 2nd. So anyway, I'm excited for it. Sam Richardson is one of the leads, and so that's why I made all of these movies, werewolf movies, which you've figured out at this point. So now that we all know that, we continue. Arden.
Yep.
What movie has the tagline, "The next chapter begins"?
Twilight, New Moon.
Now you did it. That's the time you say it.
Yes! Yes! Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, boy. Yes. Just, you know, you got to stick to your guns mm-hmm. and then keep using those guns.
Yes. Just use your guns.
Over and over again until you're sure exactly. hit your target.
Mm-hmm. Eventually, you'll hit your target.
Yes.
You might have limited resources, but just commit. Mm-hmm. Commit to your limited resources.
Yeah, and when you do finally hit it, it is in trouble. You are going to hit it square mm-hmm. on the nose.
Even a wrong clock is right twice a day. That's me with my answers.
There you go. Well, let's see if Aaron can turn this into a three-way tie and really, really make people excited enough to sit through another commercial break. I will add more commercials.
Wow.
In the moment, so happy.
If there's another exciting twist to this, although I got to say, this is pretty exciting as it is. Here we go. Are you ready, Aaron?
Oh, yeah. My knowledge of werewolves is pretty intense.
That's what you have in your Twitter bio, right? Werewolf enthusiast?
Yep. Just changed it at the commercial break, actually. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Man turned beast, ... His unearthly body, a twitching tomb of strange desires.
Wow, that's a short tagline.
Some of these are so easy, Doug. You know, I feel like this is an obvious one.
Mm-hmm. Right?
It's the first, it's Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You know what? Sometimes it's like I'm looking at the correct answer and I still think that you're right.
Wait, could you say it again? Man?
Yes, yes. It's, I'll also give you the, sometimes the, punctuation helps. Okay. It's a man turned beast, ...
Okay.
He's an unearthly body. What? His unearthly body, a twitching tomb of strange desires.
So he's horny. Horny and hirsute.
I think it's that movie Boyhood.
Right.
It's Ethan Hawke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't discredit. You can't, you know, disregard that he's twitching. Mm-hmm. You can't ignore that his body is unearthly. You know,
I'm going to go with something that I don't know is a title, but I'm just going to say it.
Okay.
I'm going to say it. Is it called werewolf?
Yes. Great guess.
That is a terrific guess. It's incorrect. Okay. We move on to Sam.
Doug, only because in my head, as I was searching for, you know, Beware the Moon, and I thought it might be the Lon Chaney Jr., the Wolfman, I said, but that wouldn't have a short tagline. It would have the crazy stuff they used to write on the posters that sounded exactly like the thing you just said.
Yes.
So I am really going to hope it is Lon Chaney Jr.'s The Wolfman.
Great guess.
Where do you stand, Aaron? Do you think it's a great guess or a bad guess?
I'm a little annoyed right now because I clearly just set Sam up for victory. You know what I mean?
He's gonna
I feel like we should split the point because I mean, I'm not competitive. I'm just saying
right.
I'm going to say it's, I think Sam is right.
All right. Well, if the two of you think he's right, then I have to agree.
Yeah.
Sam,
good deducting.
It is the Wolfman.
Great.
And from 1784.
By the way, his reasoning, like he did it earlier in the game. He set it up for exactly that, that they would be long.
Oh, yeah.
Good job,
he's always,
Sam.
He's always working it out, and I appreciate it, but I'm not gonna call him the winner just yet. Let's just play a couple more rounds.
I had no idea there was this many movies about werewolves.
I would say I'm pretty limited in what I.
Let's see what Arden can do here. Right. Arden, you get to go first this round. So this is your chance to tie it up. If you don't tie it up, we'll call it. But if you can tie it up, we'll continue.
Okay, great.
And who knows what could happen with Aaron? She could just.
Yeah, I've got a couple up my sleeve.
I'll say.
Yeah, there you go. All right. So Arden.
Yes.
Here's the tagline. It goes like this. Things are about to get a little hairy.
Look. Doug.
Yeah.
I don't know anymore. Werewolf movies. I mean, I'm sure there's a Twilight 3, but I don't think it's that. I'm going. This is. I know there are werewolves in this, and this would never be the tagline ever. But I'm going to say incorrectly, "What We Do in the Shadows."
First of all, for Twilight fans, Arden knows, of course, that there are 5 Twilight movies.
Yes,
and
I did.
"What We Do in the Shadows," the motion picture and the TV series. Are so brilliant.
Yeah.
And so wonderful. I would qualify it more as a, you know, a Dracula thing than a werewolf thing.
It is. That's why I felt embarrassed saying it, Douglas.
Oh, well, I didn't mean to embarrass you.
I embarrass myself. It's okay.
That's one thing I miss about Alex Trebek is like when somebody, like when the category begins with G and then they buzz in and go, "What's an olive?" And then Alex not only says no, but he goes, "Remember the category." You know, like
I just got Trebek. Look, I knew it was a vampire. I knew it was a vampire, but there were werewolves in it. And I'm sorry. I felt that I'd reached the end of my road on werewolf knowledge.
But that was my tribute to Alex, the unnecessary shaming of a contestant who's, you know, who probably realizes what's going on. You know, that they didn't need to be told that.
It's just like Thanksgiving dinner. It feels great. I feel like I'm back at home. It feels right. It's like the right spot for me. I accept it.
Okay. Save spaces.
What do you think, Aaron? Do you have a guess?
Of course I have a guess. So you ready?
Uh-huh.
This one, it was actually based on a famous play made into a movie.
Yep.
The Wolfman Cometh.
Nice. That was great.
Yep. How did I do?
That answer is only valid in Tennessee. No, that's not it. No, that's incorrect. Where's my? There it is.
Damn it!
That was a great guess.
So close.
Yeah. So close, but somebody should make that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
For sure.
That sounds like a porno film. I'm going to be honest.
Right, but so does the Iceman, and everybody loves that.
But who's
that,
the Iceman? Yeah. Unless it was a Top Gun porn.
It was a Top Gun.
Spoof.
It was Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
It's the Iceman's usually like, Brian Denny, rest in peace. Okay. Who's up?
Oh, it's me.
Sam. Take this home, Sam.
Sam, make this end.
Here's the thing. It's so vague, and I've played enough games with Doug that he does love to throw these in there from time to time. So I'm sure this is not right, but it'll be fun to say. I think you threw us a curveball, Doug. I think this is Harry and the Hendersons.
Wow. I love that kind of ramp up because we all thought he was going to get it right.
Aw.
We all felt the confidence, the strong confidence.
There was a lot of confidence.
The confidence is that you love to fuck with me. That's
right.
What I know for
sure. Well, and that's another way that I could fuck with you and love it that you didn't think of is that there is, of course, a sort of a sequel to An American Werewolf in London.
Oh,
Why the tagline would say things are about to get a little hairy. Like, well, yeah, that was the premise of the last one. Right. But anyway, yes, An American Werewolf in Paris is the answer. But Sam, you didn't need the point. You've cemented your win today. Congratulations.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
There's no prize to speak of other than getting to go first in the section where everybody talks up whatever they've got going on. So go ahead and promote yourself.
Oh, would you like me to go first for that?
Yes, that's what you won.
I won the right to do my plug
prize.
First grade.
Yeah, normally you'd be picking confetti out of your hair and holding a giant check and wondering, where am I going to cast this?
I'd be flinging donuts and cones at the crowd. I don't have anything current to promote, at least nothing with release dates, but I will once again let people know to come find me on Cameo. Doug, I'm very happy to say that since my last appearance on your show, I have in fact picked up several new Cameos who all took me up on my offer that I made on your last show. And I will echo it again. If you have bad news to deliver to someone.
Wow. Oh,
this is the worst idea.
I am your man.
Wow.
If you need to tell someone they should go get tested. If you need to tell someone the baby's not theirs.
Wow.
And you are too embarrassed to do it yourself.
That's a good lane of the highway to pick.
I am available. Yeah. You give me the dialogue, I will deliver it with the authenticity that you simply cannot.
I love this.
All right.
Wow.
You got something you want to say to somebody?
Yeah.
Visit the meme machine.
Hey, if you want to tell
Stan
somebody
Levine,
off.
The meme machine.
If you want to quit your job and say horrible things to your boss that you just can't bear to have come out of your mouth, they will come out of mine.
I love this.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't want to see you involved. I don't want you to be involved in any kind of litigation, Sam. Be careful out there.
Be careful.
I haven't turned any down yet, but I do reserve the right.
Do you wear a mask?
Only if they're out of condoms at the store.
I know that was a dumb question. All right. But I do have a serious question for you, Sam. Can you join us? We're going to do our bonus episode this Thursday at 2:00. Are you free to join us for that?
This is going to sound silly. I want to say yes, but my calendar is in the other room.
Oh, I swear you're going to say I want to say yes, but my calendar says no.
Wait, I take it back. Let me look at my calendar on my thing here. Yes, this Thursday. I realized I have a calendar on my desktop. Thursday at 2?
Yeah.
I'm in.
All right. Don't look at your device. People think you're cheating.
Here's how they'll know I'm not. Here's how you can tell I was clearly not cheating. This is what happens if I try to use this device.
Yes.
Oh, is that your pet squirrel?
That was my pet squirrel, yes. You would hear the clickety-clackety of my keyboard if I were trying to...
Yeah, it is very clicky-clacky.
Clickety-clacky.
Yeah, you put little tap shoes on that squirrel. Yeah. Okay, so we'll see Sam on the next show, but always a delight to have Arden Marine.
Oh, my God.
All of her stuff so beautifully plugged at the top of the show by Aaron Foley.
Yeah, Doug is a regular. Aaron's a regular. My podcast, Will You Accept This Rose? And my book, Little Miss Little Compton, is coming out in paperback soon. It's available wherever you get your books.
Oh, you like that Beatles song.
Which one?
She came in through the bathroom window?
No.
Dear Prudence?
No.
Let It Be?
No.
Octopus's Garden?
No. Good Help. Guess, though.
Maxwell Silverhammer.
Shook yeah. me all night long?
Oh, my God. How long do you think this could go for?
A while.
Well, there's so many Beatles songs, and this one's just so specific.
Doug, I got a heart out at 5. So let's just keep this going.
Words that she just said. It's paperback writer.
Paperback writer.
Is it That's the tax right. man?
No,
I also
Sam,
do. I will also
the,
do your taxes. I will also
the
do your taxes.
Answer, Sam.
Is it yesterday?
Yep, it's yesterday.
Sam, the pandemic is over. You do not have to drag this out. You can leave the house.
Is it werewolf and
werewolf
Hong
and
Kong?
Mm-hmm.
I refuse to Zoom with you guys all day just because you don't want to leave the house. Mm.
I've got
Aaron
a lot
Foley.
To plug, so let's just
Aaron
get this over
Foley,
with.
Yes, so give us all you got. It's so great that you were here. We had such a good time, didn't we?
I had a wonderful time, Doug. I've known you for a while, and you always make me laugh so hard. Sam is my new friend, and Arden uh-huh. is a co-pilot in life, so good I'm story. Thrilled to be here. After this podcast, I'm going to sign up on Cameo to deliver good news. Just
oh,
if you have good, if you have good news oh. after Sam shits on everyone, I will just deliver like you're pregnant and you want to keep it. Like you love your boss. So I'm going to do the good news on Cameo.
Okay.
You can find me on Cameo, Aaron Foley / good news.
/.
I think that's a great idea.
/. Good news.
/. Good news. / I've got nothing to plug.
You got your album.
And
your
my album. Yeah, no. If you go on AaronKFoley.com, you can find all kinds of random stuff. But really, really fired up about my new Cameo idea.
The album is called Deep Thrombosis.
Yes, it is. Deep thrombosis.
Deep vein thrombosis.
Deep vein thrombosis.
Or deep dive. Whatever
deep
you
dive.
Google first.
Deep dive. Deep dive. Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you, Doug.
That was fun. You know, I got to plug. Oh, stand-up comedy. What is this now? I'm doing stand-up with Douglas Movie's favorite Sean Jordan, who just had a little baby.
Aww.
the best size you can have.
Oh, and, he had it, the one up in Washington, is that right?
Mm-hmm, that's right,
he had his baby. That's
or up in or he's in the Oregon area. Shout out to them. And but he's going to come visit me 20 minutes away at the Tacoma Comedy Club in Tacoma, Washington on July 11th. And Douglas Movies returns to Sweet Home San Diego at the American Comedy Company on Saturday, July 31st at 4:20.
Fun.
Nice.
Yeah, thanks everybody for listening to a slightly longer episode than usual, but... I think it was totally worth it. Thank you one more time to Aaron Foley, Sam Levine, and Arden Marine.
Thank you.
Again, it's another rhyme there, Levine and Marine.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We're going on the road.
We are. The Levine Marine Show.
Done.
Oh, that just sounds like, you know, some professor's going to talk about aquatic life.
We are, actually. That's what we're going to do.
Yep.
It's going to be great.
We're starting at the Oceanography Institute.
Yeah.
Well,
we're going right to Mystic, Connecticut. We're going to start right there.
Well, this is a wild coincidence because I picked a closing line from a motion picture. Actually, somebody submitted it to me on Twitter. I thought it was perfect. And so, as always, goodbye, porpoise spit.
Yep.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room